Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
We have some questions here, and this one is coming from Elise. Elise, she, they. Elise says, this is a perennial cue, which I love posting that in the chatter box. Also,
that's
if you want to contribute.
Between your asshole and your genitals?
Yes, good.
<thank you. laughs> He read that from the same website as he read Crooner from. It's next up, for whatever reason, the definition list. This question says, how are the pets doing? Who's top of the leaderboard in cartoonish mischief this week?
Oh, probably JPC.
Well,
probably JPC.
Yeah, I mean, Aaron, you shared a story of some cartoonish mischief.
Adel, what were you going to say?
I was going to say Brisket and Fryas have been just delightful. Brisket used to be a little mad child, but now he's being very good. So those two are amazing. Coco, who's still a kitten, has been an absolute nightmare. We got a Christmas tree 3 days ago, and we got a real one. So we set it up in the kitchen. We have a little base with like water in it and all that. He's been drinking all the water in the tree, so the tree hasn't been getting any water.
Great.
He's been eating the pines. He's been ripping down the ornaments. I mean, a lot of this is on us in terms of like we should have known a kitten would do this.
Yes.
But he has just been an absolute shit. He's been knocking over stuff. The other day I had a slice of pizza on the coffee table, and I looked up and he had bit the crust and then like ran away with it. And hid under, like, tried to hide under the entertainment center to where I couldn't get to him. So he's lost his brains.
I do love animals stealing food that is bigger than them.
It was speaking of cartoonish, it was very cartoonish to be like, you're not going to be able to eat that, my dude. So Coco's been bonkers, but
Coco's like, give me a lactate. Yeah. I'll have this whole thing.
But Lou got into some mischief, and I know those three puppies are going nutso. So let's hear some of that.
Well, before we started recording, my quick thing was that Lou got into some edibles. We had to make her throw up, but I was really scared that my dog was going to be high, and that was my big debacle of the week. Not as cartoonish though. But JPC's animals are.
Coco is loco. Lou has a substance abuse problem. I have these three kittens, and Adel was asking right before we started, three puppies. Adel was asking me before we started recording if I have a favorite, and Mariah and I do like power rankings on a day-to-day basis based on like which one of these puppies is like pissing us off the least, because they're leash training right now, they're crate training right now, and they're potty training right now, which has been really great for Mariah and I because we're getting them on like a schedule, but some of them are quicker to get it than others. And right now our favorite is Blue because Blue, like she gets it immediately. We go outside, she pees, you know, she goes to the door when she wants to like go out. She's like, oh, I got to go out. I want to go outside. I want to get a treat. But Eggs just doesn't fucking get it. And like, we'll give him food and then he'll like, be like, oh, great. Thanks for the food. I'm just going to piss like right here, right out. And it's like, you're in line to go outside, my man. Like you gotta,
I gotta be honest. If my name was Eggs, I'd pee where I wanted. Just as an act of defiance.
I go, there's literally no point. You already think I'm, you have low expectations for me because my name's Egg. I'm not going to rise to any occasion.
Right now, my power rankings, it's got to be Blue, then Chila, then Eggs. Eggs is at the bottom because Eggs is slow to learn. But sometimes Eggs is at the top because Eggs is a little sweetie and a very little cute guy. And he got the two different colored eyes. And that's just like, he's going to get adopted so quickly because he's got those two different colored eyes.
He's a little David Bowie.
He's a little Bowie. And in terms of mischief, I'm trying to think of, like, obviously they're just, like, pissing and shitting all over the place because they're dumb babies and they don't know. But the biggest mischief that they've gotten into is yesterday, they were downstairs. Mariah had to go into work, so I was home alone with the four dogs, so three puppies and spaghetti. And I was thinking I was doing pretty good. And downstairs, they were sleeping, and I was like, oh, good, they're being quiet. They're sleeping. I was like, but I should still go downstairs to check on them. So I go down to check on them. They had woken up, so they were no longer sleeping. I didn't see them on our little puppy cam, and they were all by the back door, just eating the wood at the bottom of the back door. So, like, there's, like, a little beam of wood, like a little, you know, this kind of, like, step up for the frame of the door, just chewing the hell out of the frame, just eating the wood. And I was like,
you guys are eating
a door? Like, why?
I love to see that.
And the ground is just littered with, like, bones and rope toys and, like, toys that I've, you know, gave to them. But they're like, nah, we'd rather eat this fucking door, my man. This is the good stuff. So I have, like a mixture of vinegar and no, it's like, I can't remember. It's like red wine vinegar or something like that. It's basically, it's like sour and they don't like sour. And I've just had to like spray corners, all the crown molding corners, the door, and it wears off. So I basically like four times a day, I'm just like spraying more stuff to be like, I hope this keeps them off of it. And then the other piece of mischief that they got into is my basement. We've pretty much completely cleared out. By the way, Spaghetti's a very good girl. She hasn't done anything wrong. The basement has been completely like cleared out, but we have like little puppy gates and stuff that they can climb over, but there's nothing.
You had a puppy gate? So was one of them breaking?
Yeah. So we had the RNC broke into my house and was stealing all the puppy documents. So we have puppy gates, but there's not really anything for them to get into, but there's just like a place where we keep our shoes, you know, our going outside shoes when we're taking them out. So there's like very few things for them to get into. And they had climbed over a puppy gate, and we have like a, it's like one of these like laundry hampers that we use for like the dog towels. And mm-hmm. It's one of these like collapsible ones. Like it's not, it's flimsy, but it was positioned right next to the gate. One of them climbed over the gate and just fell into this like laundry hamper full of towels and then started to like try to crush and collapse the hamper to like, you can hear them probably playing in the background. And we came down and they were just like stuck in this like half collapsed laundry hamper. Like, I don't know how I got in here. We're like, yeah, dumbass. Like,
Jane,
you got in
this
here.
Crazy thing.
There's only one thing in here. It's this hamper. You got what you wanted. So yeah, they're a lot of mischief.
It's so funny.
Love to hear it.
Are you sort of hoping that someone you know will want to adopt them? Are you feeling like you're getting scared that you're getting a little too attached, or do you feel pretty good?
No, our whole thing was like, we're going to get them ready for adoption. My hope is that, you know, they're good dogs and that people have a great time with them. But we are absolutely doing this so that they can be adopted. I would love it if like they had, because we're getting them on the schedule. Like if they were like potty trained, a little bit leash trained and crate trained by the time they're ready to go and like, they can kind of go into someone's house and not be little nightmares. I think that's best case scenario. And I think they're on their way. They're doing really, really well.
Oh, good.
But no, I'm not keeping any of these fucking dogs. I'm just trying to help these dumb babies not like eat mulch and kill themselves.
And I'm all out of mulch. I don't know what that means.
The next question comes from Sigmund Freud, him. Sigmund Freud from the Discord says, you land a starring role in a successful action movie. Would you rather have your own action figure or a cameo in the porno spoof of the movie, assuming you're going to make the same money from either one of these things? So you're in an action movie. Do you want an action figure of you or a cameo in the porno spoof?
Hands down, an action figure. I mean, to be able to have a tiny little version of your character and like put it somewhere in your house. And then anytime anyone comes over, you can be like, oh, this, I mean, that's incredible. Who wouldn't want an action figure of themselves?
Okay. Yeah.
You can give it to friends. You can give it to nieces and nephews. You can give it to cousins. You can give it to dogs and cats.
I didn't think about giving it out as a gift. That's a really smart play on that.
You have a go-to gift for the next 5 years. Anyone you know in your life, you're getting them that, and they'll be thrilled, surely.
Yeah, I'm going to say right now, Adel, you get me a gift that is your action figure. Thrilled is not the word I'm going to use to describe.
I guess, okay, well, what's concerning to me is at first I was a full-blown action figure. I was like, action figure, of course. And then I went,
Now, Aaron.
Yes.
Now, Aaron, if you're in a porn, you might also be a full blown action figure.
Love it. I think I'm picking action figure, but the other one is very tempting, especially because I'm not in the porn. I'm just a cameo.
Would you, Aaron, would you look at the camera and wink if you walked walked in? Yeah.
I'm only human.
Is that what you'd say to the camera?
Yeah. Wink.
1, 2, 3, 4, hey, riddle, riddles, clue crew.
Hey, if you like that, you are going to love the rest of the episode. Listen now at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle.